So yesterday, Simone Jolin-Barrette announcing a reform, something in family law here that hasn't really been changed in the last 40-some-odd years. Quebec creating a new legal status for unmarried couples with children, which would be called parental union, part of family law. Take a listen. This is Matt Grillo's report on this for CTV, and they're going to chat with family law attorney Linda Hammerschmidt, because a lot of people are saying, yeah, good idea, but where's the beef, if you will? Here you go.
With Bill 56, Quebec says it's all about protecting children, and parents will now have more rights in the event of a breakup. A critical piece of the legislation is what Quebec calls parental union, and that means once a child is born, the family home, cars, and furniture are considered shared. The bill, titled An Act Respecting Family Law Reform and Establishing the Parental Union Regime, gives more rights to unmarried couples if their child is born on or after June 30, 2025. Quebec says over the last 40 years, the number of unmarried couples has gone from 8% to 42%, and it's time for laws to change. The bill does not apply to couples who do not have children.
The bill will have to be debated and discussed at the National Assembly before becoming law. It's unclear how long that will take.
But we know there'll be a lot of discussion and a lot of debate. Linda Hammerschmidt is a Montreal family law attorney. Linda, thank you for coming on this afternoon. Look, I'm reading some of the comments already, and people are saying it's great that actually something is being done because it's been the same for so long. What's not in here that should be in here as far as you're concerned?
Well, first of all, Aaron, you have to remember that I've always preached that I don't believe that these kind of reforms in family law should be made, because I believe that people have more rights if they'd actually use the ones that we already have. So again, we're treating people as if they're children by helping them supposedly, create a system that's in between a marriage and a civil union and a nothing, by allowing them to have, for example, the house and cars as part of family union assets. However, RSPs and pension plans are still excluded. Or if a house has been fully paid for before the couple has a child and is living together. So, but everybody that doesn't want to get married is able to contract what we call a cohabitation agreement. And inside of that, they can put in more rights and obligations than married people have. So why do the governments keep legislating bit by bit? I don't know. Because it doesn't serve any real purpose, because we already have all the articles of the law that are necessary to do whatever the couples want to do. Child, no child, blended families, doesn't matter. But if it's a comprehensive agreement, everything will be taken care of. But as in this particular case, the couples can still opt out of even if the house or the cars, they can decide by themselves if they're going to share that or share it on some other basis than 50-50. And contrarily, unmarried couples can opt in. If they're going to opt in to a law that isn't complete, why bother? Instead, get a cohabitation agreement. So I've never been able to understand why the government is constantly trying to change something that in a sense isn't broken. And I know there's lots of people out there that say it's broken, and lots of family law lawyers other than me say it's broken. It's not broken if you use the tools we already have.
But that's part of the problem then, Linda, right? People don't know that those tools are necessarily available to them. That's number one. And in this particular case, my understanding, the reform that they're talking about here doesn't apply to couples without children. So this is being done to protect kids, which seems like a pretty good thing to do, doesn't it?
But the children can already be protected, just as the couples without children can be protected if they have a cohabitation agreement. So I ask, what is the point of legislating for no real purpose? I've never understood that. I'm against making people have to be in a system that the government decides instead of themselves, because they can draft tailor-made agreements that satisfy their particular case, not Joe Q Public down the street. I mean, they cite in one of the articles about this new legislation that it's a result of the Eric and Lola case. Well, you know, everybody's not a billionaire. Apparently not even Trump is a billionaire anymore. But we go on comparing and legislating Band-Aid, actually, stop gaps based on people that most of us can never even arrive at in the wealth category. So, you know, sit down, talk to each other. I've always said that. People who don't talk to each other certainly can't know what it is that they're going to be doing down the road. One good thing about this law, however, is that it finally allows the courts to pay more attention to if one side or the other tries to weaponize the court system against the other partner, meaning taking abundant procedures, refusing to share financial information, etc., and a judge can award damages. That, I agree with, for all cases, it should be, not just for unmarried people with children, it should be for all cases that kind of a ramification and consequence is more often used by the judicial system than it has been in the past.
So to your point, I don't want to belabor this, but this idea that you believe these provisions already exist and we don't need something like this, there's a certain redundancy here. Do most people, I mean, you've been in a variety of cases, obviously, and I know you would advise someone you're dealing with to go ahead and do this on their own. Do most people you think in these relationships, unmarried, living this way, do they even know that they can come up with their own agreements?
No, but for example, Aaron, I've been in the practice of family law for 40 plus years. And certainly in the 40 some odd years that I've been around, one could have tailor-made a wonderful education system for grade school, high school, and university, make it mandatory so that people knew their rights. Because believe me, there's so many people that come in and they think that common law applies to them because they read it in some newspaper article about a case in BC. Well, we're not in BC, we're in Quebec, and no such thing here exists as common law. So, you know, it's a question of education, and if you educate people properly, you don't need to make all these stopgap little articles of law.
I would ask one other thing, and I should point that out. I wonder when people get into the relationships, and I don't know if you heard in the report, I think it went from 8% of people living this way to now over 40%, right? And I wonder, do people think, your experience, when they get into relationships like this, that they don't come with any rules, and that's why they get into them in the first place?
Well, I guess they think that they're in love and they have a sense of freedom because they're not going to be tied down by marriage bonds. They won't have to get a divorce, et cetera, et cetera. But years ago, I used to go often and have a booth at wedding shows simply because I wanted to bring to the attention of the people that were spending so much time and energy picking out the font color on the invitations to sit down and talk to each other about how do you want to raise the children, how are we going to pay for a house, how much money should we save for our retirement, and so on, and have a five-year plan that you talk about every 5 years. It's not once and then 30 years later you wake up and go, oh my God, I forgot to do that. He did this, she did that. You know, people don't talk. They don't pay attention to what the law is. They just merrily go along. It'd be like if you just kept driving and didn't pay any attention to stop signs, lights, people turning in your path, whatever. Yeah. It's the same thing. You gotta. If you want to have a right, you gotta know what they are, and not 30 years after the fact. So many people came back in the day, and I've been with him for 20 years. And what do you mean I don't get support? Well, unmarried people still don't get support unless they signed a cohabitation agreement. That's all they have to do.
I'm still loving the part that you said you had a booth. A divorce lawyer had a booth at a wedding show. I think that's brilliant.
I had several. I did that 5 years, including even a gay marriage wedding show.
That's great. Absolutely love that. Linda, it's great talking to you again. Thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Montreal divorce attorney Linda Hammerschmidt. There's a completely different take. There are people saying this is a great idea, good first step. And Linda's point is, what for? You can do this on your own. You don't need the government to legislate it, which is then I said, but how many people even know that?